Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, expect mild weather across Israel with clear skies. Temperatures are pleasant, making it an ideal night for a walk in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. Eilut remains warm, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu faces delicate talks with Trump on Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank. This is from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, the government will extend the special situation on the home front. Walla reports this 43 minutes ago. Also this hour, IDF arrests over 70 terror suspects in a West Bank operation. That's from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, a major U.S. attack on Iran has only been delayed, not cancelled. This comes from I-24 News earlier today. And finally, Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia shows how far Israel has fallen. Forward reported this nearly 2 days ago. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Franzman, a journalist and analyst, asked just minutes ago about the future of Palestinian Arabs in Gaza and the West Bank. He questions the long-term plan for these individuals without a Palestinian state. Hillel Neuer, a human rights advocate, stated 13 minutes ago that firing is not enough for acts of rape. He calls for a criminal investigation in the Netherlands. Me24, a Middle East news outlet, reported 27 minutes ago that Israel braced for a major U.S. strike on Iran, which was delayed by President Trump, potentially averting immediate regional conflict. Let's go deeper, starting with Netanyahu's upcoming talks with Trump. Ynet reports that the Israeli Prime Minister is expected to present intelligence on Iran's nuclear activities. His agenda includes opposing Saudi uranium enrichment and F-35 sales to Turkey. These discussions could impact regional security and diplomatic ties significantly. Turning to the extension of the special situation on the home front, Walla notes that the Ministry of Defense seeks to maintain heightened alertness across the country until August 11th. This decision comes amid increased security threats and aims to ensure public safety during turbulent times. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent operation in the West Bank has led to over 70 arrests. The Jerusalem Post highlights that this follows a deadly shooting near Gilad Farm. The swift response underscores Israel's commitment to addressing security challenges and preventing further violence. In another development, I-24 News reports that a major U.S. attack on Iran has been postponed. While plans remain on the table, this delay offers a window for diplomatic negotiations. The decision reflects the complex geopolitical landscape and the importance of cautious diplomacy. Finally, Trump's deal with Saudi Arabia has sparked concerns, as reported by Forward. The agreement grants Saudi Arabia a pathway toward a civilian nuclear program. This move is seen as a setback for Israel's diplomatic influence and raises questions about regional power dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, The Orange is launching a new product line for hair care this summer. This is reported by Israel Hayom Business. Their offerings aim to blend skincare with fashion trends, appealing to a broad audience. Separately, Elon Musk has hinted that Tesla and SpaceX might merge in the future. CTech reports that this potential collaboration could revolutionize manufacturing and engineering sectors, with significant implications for technology investors. And finally, Globes highlights issues with Israeli bus companies. The current reward system, based on kilometers traveled rather than passengers carried, leads to poor service. This lack of incentive to stop for passengers has caused frustration among commuters. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.